I didn't expect to find this electric cable in mint condition, as it looked on leaving its place of manufacture. The long snake was covered with seashell rubble and bristling with foraminifera. A crust of caked gravel protected it from any mollusks that might bore into it. It rested serenely, sheltered from the sea's motions, under a pressure favorable to the transmission of what electric spark that goes from America to Europe in 32/100ths of a second. This cable will no doubt last indefinitely, because, as observers note, its gutta-percha casing is improved by a stay in salt water. Besides, on this well-chosen plateau, the cable never lies at depths that could cause a break. The Nautilus followed it to its lowest reaches, located 4,431 meters down, and even there it rested without any stress or strain. Then, we returned to the locality where the 1863 accident had taken place. There, the ocean floor formed a valley 120 kilometers wide, into which you could fit Mount Blanc, without its summit poking above the surface of the waves.